Stowe High School until she had to drop out to care for her ailing mother. The school was later merged with a nearby school, Stowe Rocks High School. Now it awarded her the honorary diploma. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Good morning, Jefferson. We're alive and well and thriving and getting ready to do some more historical stuff. Are you willing to help? Make it happen. The time has come.
For 51.
Good morning, Terry and Bob. We're up and firing here.
Hey, good morning, Wayne.
Are we on all cylinders?
I think so. I've got at least 7 of the 8 going. My day started at 2:30.
Oh, you're so lucky.
I know.
Most people are getting home at that time.
I know. No, my day started. And I had some things I had to do early in the morning while it was still nice and cool. And
there we go.
I thought about them, and at 2:30 in the morning, I decided, oh, man, I can't go back to sleep. So then it got to be 3:30, then it got to be 4, then it got to be coffee, then it got to be me outside working.
And then here you are.
And then here I am now. So I figured that...
you're going to crash later, aren't you?
Yeah, probably. Dinner for me will be at noon.
Well, that's
yeah,
right.
Yeah, my 4 o'clock beer is going to be at 11.
That'll be 4 o'clock somewhere.
But anyway, tomorrow night, folks, at the Patriot meeting, we are going to have Mark Baird on, and he is going to be there live. Mark Baird. So if you're an earshot of this, it's time well spent. 3276 Pacelli Lane. We have our Jefferson meeting at 5:30. The Jefferson meeting starts with orientation. If you want to know more about Jefferson, we have a couple of guys that do a great job and giving you the information you need. And then we have another room where if you're an old Jeffersonian, like 2 weeks old, you can go in that room and we'll talk about fundraising and all the other fun stuff. And then again at 6 o'clock, Mark Baird. We're all excited about this. We're excited about our event. Tell us about that event, when in Sacramento on May 31st.
I don't know. A couple of us are going to go down and just kind of hang out there on the west steps of the Capitol. Yeah, a couple of us. There are busloads of people going from all different directions throughout Jefferson. And not just busloads, but cars, pickups, SUVs, you name it, motorhomes, I'm assuming, everything else. So come visit and meet with other people. That's what we've been doing for 3.5 years, is meeting people from different counties. And do you know what? They're just like the rest of us. They're patriots, and they want to fix this mess that we're all in.
Oh, boy, and is it ever a mess.
There are some stellar people out there. So come be part of that, meet some more stellar people, and hear what's going on, and be there when this is happening. This is going to be historic, and for people to understand that, you really need to wrap your head around that. It's going to be historic. What we're doing is historical. Never been done before.
Yeah, not hysterical. Historical.
Well, there will be some hysterics there, I'm sure, a little bit, in a good way. But it is. That's exactly what it is. If you want to be part of history, and you want to put your fingerprints on it, show up. You know, do like the rest of us. You know, do something. You know, be there. Have a presence. And that's what it's all about, is showing that you support and finding out what you can do. And that's what we're going to be all about on the 31st.
Yeah, we're going to have a little fun here on the program. Janet Chandler is going to be calling in. She visited many offices, and she has stories to tell on what her experiences were with the legislative body of the state of California, and she can tell it like only she can tell it. But really, folks, May 31st is going to be exceptional. The program will start at 11 o'clock. We have a gathering at 10 o'clock. There's buses leaving from Redding. There's buses leaving from Red Bluff. There's buses leaving from everywhere.
Tuolumne, Calaveras.
Tuolumne, Calaveras, you name it.
Yep.
It's going to be a great event. It'll be from 11 to 1. And we did it for the earlier because of the weather. And it is a little warm out there, especially on the west side of the Capitol. It can get cooking pretty well. So if you come, bring some water. There'll be some water there, but bring some water with you. Bring something cold to drink. Mm-hmm. Bring your umbrella. Bring your chair. Make sure you're nice and cool in there and enjoy the festivities. And make sure you wander around and you knock on the door. You knock on the door of those legislators there when we're there on Wednesday of next week, not this coming week, the 31st.
Yep. So it should be a, like I said, it should be a very fun day. Getting to rub elbows with all kinds of other patriots and stellar people that are doing things or just getting there to learn what to do or just being there and having a presence. So no matter which way you look at it, it's going to be a good day.
You bet. Now, one other thing, too, about the Jefferson meeting at 5:30 tomorrow. One thing that's really going to be great about that, again, is if you don't have any inkling, really, what Jefferson is about, understand this orientation is very, very important. You want to get there right at 5:30 because Chris and Garrett, who helps teach that particular endeavor, is those guys really, really, really know what they're talking about, and those guys are people that are going to give you some good information and bring you up to speed.
Okay, I'm going to make an announcement about a fundraiser we're going to be having here in Shasta County, and it's a combination with combined with Shasta and Tehama County groups putting together a fundraiser. It's a dinner. It's on Saturday, June 17th, at the Anderson VFW Hall. And the let's see, the doors open at 5 p.m. Dinner begins at 6:30. Excuse me. Dinner at 6:30. It's tri-tip or barbecue chicken dinner. $30 per person or $50 per couple. And it's pre-sale tickets only. That's the only way we're going to be able to do it, so we can account for the right amount of meals and all the other good stuff. And if you're in Shasta County, call Jan at 945-0673. Or Patty at 833, in Tehama County, call Patty at 833-0265. And all proceeds from this event go to the Jefferson Legal Fund. So I just want to let you know that, and I'll talk about that a little bit later again. But just want to give you a bite on that one right now.
And right now we have Margie in Reading, and she's going to tell us about the buses that are leaving for the event. How are you doing, Margie?
Good. Wanted to expand a little bit. You covered it pretty well. The buses are going to leave from 3276 Bocelli Lane parking lot. That's the Eagle Nest Church, and that's right across the street from Totally Trucks. We will board the bus at 6:30 a.m., leave at 6:45. We will arrive in Sacramento right about 10 a.m. They will board to come back at about 1:45 p.m., leave Sacramento at 2 p.m. and arrive back in Reading right about 6:40 p.m. It's $40 a seat. We prefer cash, but we will take a check. And you already told them about bringing their lawn chair, so there's plenty of cargo room on the bus. Just bring everything you need to be comfortable because it's going to be a hot day. And you can call me to reserve a seat on the bus. My number is 945-1313. And I will be at the State of Jefferson meeting on Monday. You can get a ticket then.
Margie, can you repeat your number one more time?
You bet. 945-1313.
And that's area code 530, folks. Area code 530.
Perfect. Margie, wonderful. Thank you very much. How are we looking with numbers on the buses so far?
We're about one bus completely full, and then we'll be picking people up in Cording and Red Bluff, so there'll be more buses going down there.
Okay, perfect.
Thank you, my dear.
Thank you.
Yeah. Bye.
Bye-bye. See you tomorrow. Okay, so we're off and running, so we're good there. I'm glad you called in to give us that information. So, see, that's what it takes. It takes the whole tribe here to get everything done. Big old crazy family here in Shasta County of patriots that are always working on Jefferson. And I hear tell that they had a float in the parade this year, and I saw pictures. I was off doing family things with my parents this weekend, so I was unable to participate in any way. But I hear that they did a stellar job as usual, so proud of the group that was putting that together. It's fun to see them doing that, because we've been doing floats or some kind of a participation in the parades, whether it's a Christmas parade or the Reading Rodeo Parade, every year since we started here in Reading. So it's been pretty good, and there's a great group of people that always seem to pull that off and keep things going and just keeping the word out there. And that's what we're all about, is keeping the word out in front of everybody so that they understand that we're still alive and well, even though they may hear things that to the contrary. But we definitely are alive and well, and we're moving forward. So.
And right now we have on the line Daniel, the bus driver.
Good morning.
Hey, Daniel, how you doing?
Good morning, Daniel.
I'm magnificent. Thanks for asking. So, yeah, I just wanted to call in and say, hey, we're going to have a good time on the way down there. I've driven several groups like this before, and it all started thanks to my former teacher, Gary Holohan.
He was everybody's teacher, I think.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Gary, you know, he was a hard guy on us in school and made us all what we are today. You know, and I'm proud of the fact that he was my teacher.
Well, good. You survived it then. That's good.
So anyway, the buses are big. They're air-conditioned. We got reclining seats and all that kind of good stuff and videos. So we should have a good time.
I think people are really excited about it, Daniel. Thank you very much. You know, you guys are awesome, and we really appreciate you being the patriot you are. And these buses, we'll fill them up, buddy.
There you go. Yeah, thank you very much, Daniel. Appreciate
it. We got lots and lots of seats. Got 158 passenger bus, 157, and 248s.
Wow.
So let's get all those seats full.
Yeah.
Amen. All right, well, thank
all
you.
All right, well, have a good day.
You too.
Thank you, Daniel.
Thank you, Daniel.
Bye.
Okay, so we're off and running. So do we have any other quick information that we want to give before we have our caller call in and get rolling on that?
Well, yeah, I want to talk about Signstations, and they are a local sign shop, and those guys are great. That's Scott and Terry Welch are the owners of Signstations. They support the We Back the Blue effort. He is a great printer, wonderful people. They offer military and school and nonprofit discounts. They do vehicle wraps, banners, car decals, event tents, business cards, you name it. If you can print it, they can do it, and that's Signstations, and they're located on 22550 Alfredo Way in Redding, California. And they are just magnificent people. I can't say enough about them. They aren't the biggest sign shop, but, boy, they are the best. And little Erica Nelson, who's the office manager, has affectionately been nicknamed Radar because she's very similar to the character in MASH in that she'll know what you want before you ask her about it.
Before
you know what you want. I mean, she's just amazing. Just an amazing group of people. So if you have any needs, any printing needs, Signstations is your place. 223-9456. 223-9456. And I think we need to go into a break. And Janet, we know you're there, so hang on through the break, my dear, and we'll be right to you.
And if you'd like to call in, the number here at AM 1460 on Jefferson State of Mind is 530-605-4567.
Did you know that California was never supposed to be just one state? Before the state was formed in 1850, there was discussion of forming three states instead of one. California has an area larger than seven East Coast states combined, and it takes 14 hours to drive from one end of the state to the other. California is simply too large to govern. Rural communities are being outvoted by more densely populated areas. The state of Jefferson is the solution. Please visit SOJ51.net to show your support.
Orchard Nutrition Center knows that your time is valuable. Now you can place your deli order online, and we'll have it ready when you're ready. Visit Orchard Nutrition Center's Facebook page and click on the Use App button. From there, you can select to order delicious deli items such as deli cheeses, meats, a variety of fresh-made salads, or you can select to build your own custom deli sandwich. Choose from a variety of freshly baked breads. Add your favorite cheese, meat, condiments. And don't forget to add your favorite veggies, and if you'd like to add some extras, that's okay. Create your sandwich your way. And now you can pay online with our secure online checkout, and your order will be ready in 30 minutes. Whether a single item or a large order for your office or family, skip the checkout lines and log on to Orchard Nutrition Center on Facebook at OrchardNutrition.com or download the Orchard Nutrition Center app from Google Play or the App Store. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
Hey, it's Bad Bob, producer for Free Fire Radio, the very best way to start your day in the North State. Every Monday through Friday from 7 to 9, Carl and Linda Bott bring you what's happening in our community, from politics to entertainment and the issues you care about. If you like what you're hearing, won't you please tell a friend that local live radio is what we're all about? I love my job. Tune in and find out why, right here, Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m., on the home of Free Fire Media, KCNR 1460.
Join the conversation online in our chat room, kcnr1460.com.
Awesome song.
Was it pecan pie?
Pecan pie. There you go. I think it was pecan pie. Hey, just a reminder, too, for people that want to go, we're just trying to do a little tabulation of acquiring, you know, just a rough idea of people that are wanting to participate. And you can go to our website and go into the portion where it asks for you to, Eventbrite is what it's called. And then so you register there. Just all you're doing is just typing in basic information, where you're coming from, who you are, and if you want to use your real name or a fictitious name, doesn't matter. But just so that we can have a rough idea of where people are coming from, which counties are going to be represented there. And we do this on some functions, and Diana put this together for us so that we could just kind of have an idea. And we're not using the information for anything other than that. And so just if you'd like to do that, that'd be great. I did that. I always participate in all those things just to kind of help find out where the numbers are coming from. So if you could do that, that'd be wonderful. So, and if you have any questions about it, just go to the website and cruise through there. You'll find it. It's easy to find, easy to navigate. So jump on that and get registered there, and you'll be happy you did. And while you're there on the website, check it out. See what's going on. Go and check in the court case. It's all the information there that we can put out so far is there. So as we can release things and put things out for general public consumption, we will be doing that because we're transparent.
And talking about public consumption, we have Janet Chandler on the line.
Uh-oh. Hold on.
And she has stories to tell.
Janet has stories to tell.
How are you, Janet?
Good morning, Janet.
And here I am. Good morning, yes.
How are you doing?
I'm doing well. I hope I'm coming through better for you than you are for me.
You're coming in loud and clear.
Okay, great. Because you guys are breaking up a little, but then, you know, I'd expect that.
That's the way we roll.
Breaking up is hard to do.
Well, Monday, May 8th, that was a big day. I learned a lot, and I thought I had learned all there was to learn about our capital.
What'd you learn, Janet?
Or, as I should refer to it, the home of the arrogant and the ignorant.
Oh, there you go. There you go.
Yes. We did go to several of the offices, but the first place I went, and I was with my husband and my son, we went to the California Republican Party headquarters. We thought, you know, start with somebody who should be supporting us. And we went there because we got an email from the headquarters asking us to sign a petition that they were going to send to Governor Brown in opposition to the gas tax and vehicle registration increases. And we thought that was a bit strange because they'd already passed the legislature and been signed by the governor. So what good does a petition do at that point? But then, you know, the Republican Party is a step behind, and they are in Sacramento. So we went to their lobby, and it's a closed place. You have to go through a gatekeeper to find anybody. And they sent down their 12-year-old intern to talk to us. And he looked at us and said, well, I assume you're here for the state of Jefferson. We said, no, we're actually here in response to this email that you sent out. And he said, oh, I write all the emails, so which one is that? And I gave him a copy. And he looked at it and said, well, what's the problem with it? And we pointed out that perhaps it's just a little late to get a petition signed. Brown already knows the Republicans oppose the gas taxes increase, and he doesn't care. The Republican Party is irrelevant to California state legislation. And what did they hope to accomplish with this petition? And he said, and it was just, oh, it was perfect. It was like somebody wrote a script. He said, well, what do you think we should do? Oh, well, open that door and let us walk right through. We gave him a copy of the press release about the lawsuit and said, you know, you might just support us and join us in this lawsuit, which has a far better chance of being effective than anything the Republican Party is doing in California. We gave him a copy of the Jefferson brochure, pointed out the representational ratio differences between the rural and the urban areas, and said, how about some support from you guys for what we're doing? Well, of course, you know, it was the 12-year-old intern, so we didn't get any great response, except the mission is accomplished. They've been notified. They know that we're serious. They know that we are taking a role in doing something about representation that the Republicans have ignored. And gosh darn it, I think they ought to either join our lawsuit or at least give us some dollars for it.
Amen, Janet. Now, you know what's going to happen at some point when they get wind of this. They're going to have to ground or reprimand that 12-year-old in some capacity because, you know, being a minor that, you know, hasn't even hit teenage years yet, didn't even...
well,
I'm
sure he was of a majority age, but, you know, they sent down the small gun to deal with those Jefferson people, and we knew that.
Well, I know that Governor Brown made the statement about the gas tax that we were just a bunch of freeloaders.
Freeloaders, yes.
We are freeloaders.
Isn't that outrageous?
Yeah, he's the gift
and
that keeps on giving.
And people vote for him.
Yes, they do, don't
but
they?
But as I always say, I have had the honor of voting against Governor Brown four times.
Amen.
Yep.
That was
just the beginning of our trek. Then we went actually to the Capitol and started going into offices and talking and leaving the press release. And of all the offices we visited, with one exception, the only people we saw were aides. And sometimes they would hide behind doors, and you could see them in their offices, but they weren't coming out. And I really thought that I understood the level of competence of our state legislators, but, oh, man, I was seriously overestimating their ability and their willingness to represent us. They are there for their own agenda. They are not there to meet the public and do anything about them. And at each office, we ask the question, if there is legislation that is supported or proposed by this assembly person, how do we contact them to let them know that we don't favor it, that it does not do any good for us when that person is not in our district? And, of course, they always said, well, send an email, but we know that they won't accept an email because the area, the zip code is in the wrong place. And if you phone, they won't take the phone or they don't care about it because the area code's not right. Or they said, stop by in person, just like you're doing now. Well, what good does that do? I live 4 hours and 250 miles away, so I'm going to stop by just so I can see an aide. Or they said you could send a letter. Well, in this modern age, I think a letter is about the least effective means of communication. So there it is, classic proof. We don't have any representation.
So do they, just to make sure that listeners are understanding this, so when you email them, send them a letter, or make the call, and they track the data on that, so your zip code, your area code, and your place of residence is out of their realm of jurisdiction, if you will, they just automatically funnel it to your representative, or do they round file it? What do they do? Did they actually say what they did with that?
No. They had no response because then we know the answer. They do nothing. They don't care. We're not in their district. They don't represent us. We're not a constituent. We don't vote for them. We don't support them. So we are irrelevant, and there is our representational problem. Well, let me give you an example of the ignorance and arrogance of the one assemblyman we actually talked to, and he represents a district in Southern California. And, of course, we had on our Jefferson shirts, so when we walked in, he made some snide remark about being from Jefferson. And we said, no, actually, we're not representing Jefferson today. We are representing our lawsuit, Citizens for Fair Representation. We gave him a copy of the press release and pointed out the information there about the ratios between rural and urban areas and how we are not being represented. And then we told him that what we wanted to see was based on the federal model for California. We want one senator per county. We want representation in the assembly based on, I don't know, somewhere between 2,500 people and 30,000 people. And he got all huffy and said that the federal model was flawed. And we should be spending our time trying to change the federal model to be more like California's state model, where everything was done by popular vote. And everything was done based on population. Well, here is a man who is representing the state of California who doesn't know the difference between a republic and a democracy. And he said that the federal model was based on slavery when the slaves just counted as two-thirds of a person.
Oh, my God.
Well, not only is he arrogant, but he is totally ignorant. In the first place, it was not two-thirds of a person for slaves, but three-fifths of a person. And the South wanted those slaves counted as whole people. The North wanted those slaves not to be counted at all. And the two senators per state had absolutely nothing to do with slavery. That was part of the Great Compromise, where the small states didn't want to be overwhelmed by the large states, Connecticut being small, Virginia being large. So they came up with this compromise for one house would be based on population, the other house based on an even number of senators. So this man totally doesn't even understand what's going on. And we asked him our same question, what do we do if you are passing legislation that is detrimental to us? And he said, oh, you're from District 1, then you have Ted Gaines as your senator. We said, yeah, and he said, well, he's a really nice guy. He should represent you well. And we said, Ted who? We never see this man. He's never come to a town hall in our area. We don't know who he is. If you ask people who their state senator is, nobody knows it's Ted Gaines. He's from the Sacramento area. He doesn't even know we exist. And I said, for an example, Ted Gaines says that he opposed the fire tax, but it was proposed and passed by legislators in the urban areas who are not even affected by the fire tax, whose constituents do not pay the fire tax, and it was easy for them to be in favor of it. And this man, this ignorant, arrogant man, put the cherry on the top of our whole representational argument when he asked us, oh, well, when is the fire tax coming up for a vote in the legislature?
When, 5 years
ago. When is it?
Yeah. I rest my case. Arrogance and ignorance. There it is. I can only be thankful that this man does not represent me, but what difference does it make? Because whoever does represent me cannot do the job.
There you go. You're absolutely right, and they need to be fired.
But we did have fun going through the Capitol and seeing how ineffectively our money is being spent.
Just makes you all warm and fuzzy, doesn't it?
It does, yes. So, shoot, folks, if you want to have a good time and it's free, just go down to the Capitol and wander around and walk into offices and talk to people.
Absolutely.
And you will find that they are not there for you. They are there for themselves. And I'm not quite sure what the Republicans hope to accomplish in a state in which the Democrats hold a supermajority in both houses and they hold the executive branch, and that's not going to change as long as the current system stays in effect.
You know, that you're absolutely right. So what do we need to do then? How do we fix that, Janet?
I don't know. I think a lawsuit with the end result being Jefferson might be effective.
I think it would be very effective. You're absolutely right. And for such a hard worker, Janet, I truly appreciate the story. This is great because this is exactly what we want to hear from people, finding out their experiences, you know, from the get-go of what's going on and what they've been doing and, you know, what they've run up against. And that's exactly what we're finding, you know, over and over again. And what you've so eloquently put together there is absolutely right. It's sad, but it's true. You know, it's very scary that we have those people that are earning good money, being paid very good money to do what they do and to be ineffectual. And that's all they do.
The motto now is, don't get depressed, just get busy.
There you go.
We've got a fight, and the fight is not getting easier at the federal level. We are at an all-out assault on our Republican form of government. We have a legally elected president, and truly, those who oppose him are trying to effect a coup. And we can't stop that, but we can certainly fight at our state level.
That's right. And we have to. I mean, we owe it to our children and our grandchildren. We owe it to ourselves, and we owe it to our fathers and founding fathers for everything they put on the line and fought and died for. We owe it to everybody. So we need to.
Well, yes. It's our turn to pay the price for liberty.
It is. It is our turn.
And as I always say, I want my grandchildren to know that Grandma made a difference. She was fighting for them.
Oh, believe me, they're going to know.
Yep.
Janet, thank you so much. You're a delight as usual, and we'll see you tomorrow night.
You certainly will.
Great.
And I will definitely be in Sacramento on May 31st, and I hope that everybody is there to join me.
You bet. And bring that husband with you.
Yes, I will. And a water bottle and an umbrella to shade from the sun.
There you go.
Okay. Good talking to you, and let's keep up the good fight.
Thank you, Janet. Amen on that.
Now's the time for 51.
You're right. Absolutely.
Thank you, Janet.
Okay. Bye.
Bye-bye. Now, I just wanted to go back to the when I was talking about signing up for going down to Sacramento just so we could tabulate and find out the numbers. Go to the SOJ51.net or .org website. Either address takes you to the same site. Go to the when you get in there, go to the events and meetings, click on that, and you'll see the calendar. Go down to the 31st, and it'll say the time of the day. It'll say 10 a.m. CFR at Capitol, major rally. Click on that. And then once that opens up, there's a little green bar at the bottom. It says register for free by clicking on this green bar. You click on that, and that's where you register. So if you need me to repeat it, call in. Talk to us, and I'll do that. I'll repeat it again. But it's pretty simple to do. Just go to the events and meetings, click on the calendar, and click on the 31st. You're good to go. It takes you right there.
And we have Mark Barrett on the line, buddy. Can you hang on through the break? We've got to take a quick one here.
Okay.
Great.
All right. We'll be back in just a moment.
Turned 18, I couldn't wait to vote. After all, voting is a privilege for all Americans, right? Then I did the math. Did you know that the northern third of California only has 3 out of 80 seats in the Assembly and 3 out of 40 seats in the Senate? Northern California has no representation, and my vote doesn't count. Splitting from California and forming the state of Jefferson is the only remedy. Please visit soj51.net for more information. Please donate now to help restore representation.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at kcnr1460.com.
In this dirty old part of the city, where the sun refused to shine, people tell me it ain't no use in trying. My little girl, you're so young and fresh, and one thing I know is true, you're gonna die before your time is due. See my daddy in bed dying, see his hair turning gray, he's been working and saving his life away. I know, as he's been working, yeah, every day, saving his life away. He's been working, baby, he's been working. We gotta get out of this place, if it's the last thing we ever do. We gotta get out of this place. And you,
we got to get out of this place. I love it.
You know, Andy White probably made the best comment I've ever heard. He said, you know, it's easier for us to move a state line than to move all the crap I've got.
And he's not alone. There are a great many of us in that same boat. Hey, today, if you're down in Calaveras County, you might want to stop by the Calaveras Frog Jumping Jubilee booth, and there's a State of Jefferson booth there, so why not go jump in there? See, we've got all kinds of unique and fun things throughout Jefferson. I just saw this on the calendar, so I thought I'd throw that out there. So if you're down there in the neighborhood, stop by, say hi. There you go.
And we have Mark Baird on the line. How you doing, Mark?
Good morning, Mark.
Good. How are you guys doing this morning?
So far, so good.
Well, I think we're coming up to the time where we're going to the Capitol. I just wanted to let you guys know that the bus from Siskiyou County is also going to have people from Josephine County, Oregon on it.
Uh-huh.
Oh, great.
There you go.
So we have a bus with several counties combined from Jefferson, and we're looking forward to going to the Capitol, and especially in light of recent events. You know, once again, do you trust a government that doesn't trust you? In fact, do you trust a government that doesn't even like you?
No.
Well, you're a freeloader.
Yes. Yeah, I guess
that's
so.
That's a quote from your governor. And look, while we're at it, why don't we just look at some of the guys that are thinking about running for governor. Okay, first we're getting rid of Jerry Brown, finally, after four terms in a two-term state. Oh, by the way, Jerry Brown not only thinks you're a freeloader, but he's also the guy that told Truman Capote he was absolutely amazed at how cheaply he could be bought, because for $5,000 he changed his support during his failed presidential run to support the B-1 bomber. North American Rockwell paid him $5,000, and he changed his mind and decided to support the B-1 bomber, and he told Truman Capote that Gore Vidal, how cheaply he could be bought, and it surprised him.
Wow. So as Gore Vidal.
Then you have Gavin Newsom,
yeah,
who had an affair with his chief of staff's wife. He's running for governor. Then you have Kevin DeLeon thinking about running for governor. He's the guy that got tripped up in the Calderon investigation, and through some miraculous twist of fate, he avoided prosecution. But he represents MacArthur Park, which is an extremely high crime. It used to be a really nice neighborhood when I was a kid, and now it's a very high crime, drug-infested, gang-infested neighborhood. But Kevin probably doesn't live there, because his Senate office for the people that he's supposed to represent in MacArthur Park is in Encino, California, a very affluent area of the San Fernando Valley. So I can't imagine that Kevin gets in his little Chevy Volt, because he's an environmentalist, and goes with no security and no firearms, because he hates firearms and he hates the fact that you can defend yourself in California for the time being. And I'm sure he takes public transport and crosses the breadth of Los Angeles to go to his office in Encino, so that people from MacArthur Park can get on the bus and go to his office and tell him what they want and what they need, or tell his staff, because he's never going to meet with them. No, Kevin drives around in a Chevy Suburban, and he's got two or three other Chevy Suburbans filled with armed men following him all the time, because the law in California is that you have to show good cause to get a concealed carry permit. But the California Senate voted to exempt themselves from that same law in 2011. So you are subject to laws that the people who rule over you are not. And those are the main Democrats running for governor. Isn't that interesting?
Now, I have a question. So DeLeon's driving around or riding around in Suburban and have two other Suburbans partnered up with him with armed guards. Who's paying for that?
You freeloaders are probably.
Well, I mean, because our guys, you know, whenever we may see them, Brian, mm-hmm, I'm sure Brian drives himself from Sacramento to Bieber.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure he probably doesn't have the entourage by any stretch of the imagination that DeLeon would have, because he has no need for it. And Brian can carry, and Brian can, I am sure, defend himself if it came to that, which I would highly doubt it would ever come to throughout the territory of Jefferson. But doesn't that tell you something right there? I mean, he's driving around, you know, in his pickup truck doing whatever he's doing or whatever he drives, and he's able to do that comfortably and safely. But DeLeon is down in the pavement hell, and he has to have all these guys with him to keep him safe and secure.
Well, like I said, do you trust a government that doesn't trust you? And in addition to that, do you think the founding fathers ever envisioned a government where the freeloaders in that government, I meant taxpayers, within that government would have to give the government more than half of what they earn in order to simply be citizens within that government? Can you imagine that Thomas Jefferson or Benjamin Franklin or Samuel Adams or John Adams or Madison or any of those people could ever imagine a society where the citizen would have to give up more than half of his earnings to the government that's supposed to serve him?
Well, they're sitting up there in heaven at the gate waiting for some of us to come to the gate and question us wholeheartedly why we are doing what we're doing and why we didn't do more. And then,
yeah, and
then
also the legislator that Janet was talking about has obviously never read the Constitution. I mean, he swore an oath to support and defend it from all enemies, both foreign and domestic, and he's probably never read it. And I would bet you $100 he's never read the California Constitution, which he also swore an oath to support and defend.
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
Well, that's where we are, folks. So, you know, I'm just, I don't know, maybe I'm just a little tired today, but how much are you willing to put up with? How far are you willing to let this go before you do something about it? How far do you think your children will allow it to go if you don't do something about it? What are they being educated in school? What constitutional principles do you think they'll have to fall back on if we don't do something about this? And really, as I've said before, what is your line in the sand? Where do you say enough is enough? When are you willing to open your wallet or go to Sacramento or protest or, you know, I don't care, do something besides complain? When are you going to start helping us? When are the bulk of the people who are being subjugated by the liars, thieves, and cheats in Sacramento, when are you going to stand up and start helping us? I'm just curious, and I'd love to hear somebody call in and who has an answer to that question, because quite frankly, I mean, we're doing okay, but it's not because the bulk of the people are helping us. It's because a very few people are going to extraordinary efforts to make sure that this happens. And believe me, it's a tough job. We really could use some help, maybe some politicians with a touch of backbone. I know that's rare, but there got to be a few out there. I don't know. What do you guys think?
Well, I think one thing, you know, and you hit the nail on the head. What are we willing to do? And, you know, what are you willing to do out there? And we get a lot of questions just about every time we speak. All of us get the same question, and that is, well, what are you guys going to do in Jefferson? What are you guys going to do about this? And I think that a lot of people have just decided they're going to leave it up to everybody else to do it for them, and then they'll decide if they like it or not. But then guess what happens? If you aren't making the decision, you don't have a say in that. And the California lawless government certainly shown us that. And Mark, you hit the nail on the head. Most of these guys that are in office don't have any backbone. They don't have, as Ben Franklin would say, stones.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very difficult because they're afraid of their own position. They're afraid of hurting themselves while their constituents are just out there suffering, whether it be more taxes, whether it be an egregious regulation. I mean, just, you know, one law after another law that makes us all criminals and makes our life harder. I couldn't agree with you more. You know, and you're right. Folks, we've got to stand up. We've got to do it. It's going to be us. It's always been us. It always will be us. We need to do it, and we need to do it now.
Well, and that's the thing, too. Some of us have sacrificed a great many things in order to make this happen. What are you willing to do? Take a day off from work, for the love of God. I took off. I quit my job to work on Jefferson, and I do this for free. And actually, I take that back. I pay to do this. I have paid for many things. You name it. The photocopies for the court costs. I've paid for you just name it. I've paid for a lot of things myself out of my family's pocketbook so that we can keep this movement going forward for convenience sake instead of waiting for a hat to be passed in order to get the money to go run out and get it done. It doesn't work that way. And people have to understand that a lot of us have sacrificed a lot. We've been threatened a lot. So you know what? For the rest of them to sit back on their couch and just say, no, I'll wait until later. Later has come and gone. You need to get up off the sofa and take action. And I understand that some people physically cannot do something. I get that. But you can help. There are many ways to help. Think about it. Think outside the box. There is no inside the box with this movement. Because we are not being confined to a box. That is the problem in itself, that we've been confined to a box. And we are outside of the box, working within the parameters of the law and using the law and the Constitution to make this happen. And we're moving forward by blood, sweat, and tears and a lot of that. We're making sure that we're doing everything legally, morally, and ethically. And we're doing it the right way, the way the founders would want to have had this done. Seeing the correction that needs to be done for the state of California. And I'm talking about the California founders, what they did, and then also what the federal founders wanted done. We're using those parameters to make it work, and we're fighting a fight that we know we will win. We know we're going to win. So if you want to be on the winning side, it will be a lovely thing to be on the winning side. So you need to step up and help out and not be negative about what we're doing and how we're doing it, because you don't know what goes on behind the scenes. You don't see what's going on behind the scenes to make this happen. You see the end result as things are put out there that we can put out. But there are a lot of things that we can't put out there because you don't show your cards when you're in the middle of a poker tournament. You don't do that. You play the game and you play to win. And that's what we're doing. We're playing to win. But we're winning for our liberty. And that's what we're after. I've been signed that we need to go to a break. So, Mark, can you hold on while we go to the break, and we'll be right back.
And, Lori, hang on. We'll be right back to you.
One morning I woke up and I knew it all. A new day, a new way, and new eyes for all. Go the way of the mind.
Did you know that Article 4, Section 3 of the U.S. Constitution lays out the framework for the state of Jefferson's plan to split California? A state can be formed from the land within another state if the state legislature and Congress approve it with a simple majority vote. 51% is all it takes. Your vote doesn't count in Northern California. California is broken and the time has come for 51. Please visit SOJ51.net and donate now to show your support.
Hi, this is Janet from PirateSecret.com. Pirate Secret essential oils are legendary old world wellness potions that you rub into your skin, face, feet, and beard for wellness, grooming, and hygiene. The herbs found in our special blend of essential oils have been used in medicinal applications throughout history. We invite you to experience the nourishing and moisturizing benefits of Pirate Secret essential oils on your skin and beard. Available at Enjoy the Store, Orchard Nutrition, Country Organics, and six other NorCal locations. For more information, visit us at PirateSecret.com.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
Time has come today. Young hearts can go that way. Can't put it off another day. I don't care what others say. They think we don't listen anyway. Time has come today.
We're back.
Hey, so we've got Lori on the line. Hey, good morning, Lori. How you doing?
Give me a moment here. Okay, Lori should be on now.
Okay, Lori, you there now?
Yes, I am. Good morning, everyone. How about I be real quick so we can yield the floor back to Mark and yourselves. If I could share a little bit about the flag waving rallies that we've been having last Friday the 19th, and then again we've got one coming up on the 26th. I'm not sure of the exact chosen location, but if I could share what it's like to be there for just a simple hour, it's very easy for people to sit in a chair if they, you know, just don't have the stamina or if they fatigue easily in the sun and heat. This, we have got to have a little bit more visibility. Now, whether people hate the name Jefferson because it represents, you know, a man that was a part of slavery, abuse, and so on, or they don't like the colors green and yellow, or they don't think the double cross is very modern or fitting. We can spend way more time debating, arguing, and bickering over the exact signage versus let's just get the cause in order, and then we'll have a committee or whoever and nail out that details. But we are being taken, abused, and we're running out of time. So if I can tell your listeners, it is so fast to be there for an hour. We got far more support at the Holiday Inn drive-by there on Hilltop. Maybe once in a while someone flipped us the bird, but they don't know. They're ignorant. They don't understand. And nope. So visibility is everything. When I see a cap, a hat, a sticker, a bumper sticker, a shirt, the gear, I'm immediately just seeing far more visibility. It's an invisible communication in a way, and it's just I'm seeing it. And so whether we need to have our name badges at the Capitol with the, you know, hello, my name is, and just put your county, Tehama, Siskiyou, Shasta. We'll kind of get a invisible idea, too, just because we're not carrying a giant sign in addition to whatever. So, in closing, scholarships are going to be put together. I know I've made this known to Margie that if there are people that financially cannot make it because the medications cost them a fortune or their housing just quadrupled or whatever, we will make sure that people that want to go on the bus, we will put together a little scholarship, play it forward, a random act of kindness, whatever you call it. Because no matter how tight and hard times are, we are still generous, loving, and giving people.
Wonderful. That's a great, great piece of information. Thank you, Lori. That's awesome.
You bet. All right. Thanks, you guys.
Thank you, Lori. Yeah, Lori's all over it, you know, as usual. She's got thinking outside, I just said, thinking outside the box, and that's exactly what our group does. And you have wonderful people like these two ladies that we're just talking about, Margie and Lori, throughout Jefferson. They're everywhere. So just know that. You're going to run into people like this all over the place, and that event will be just like that. There are a great many people like that there. So we'll be doing that very shortly, in about 10 days.
Mark, we've got 30 seconds. Do you want to close it out for us, buddy?
Well, I just want to address one statement. Yeah, there are a lot of people who say, well, it's because of the two X's, or it's because of this, or because of that. You know, Paul said in the Bible, if you don't want to see this, it's easy not to see it. But if you do want to see it, it's easy to see it. You know, you understand what liberty is. Everybody does. If you don't want to see this, it's because you don't want to, not because of the flag or the name or anything else. And the politicians that ignore us in every county so far that we've talked to, you know, they just don't want representation, and they don't have the backbone to stand for liberty. So we're alone in the room, folks, and we will prevail if we stick together and if we fight. The time has come for 51.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Mark. All right. He capped it off. The time has come for 51.
It certainly has, my friend.
So we'll see you tomorrow night and on the 31st.
This is KCNR Shasta Redding.
Drive them out of your holy land and drive them out of this earth.
The president visits Israel and the Vatican later this week. Meanwhile, back at home, his supporters are...